We are back. The Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Thanks for joining us here.
Yeah.
8 to 9.
Glad to be here. I'm on my third Saturday. Cup of coffee already. I'm doing a cup of coffee every segment. This is nice.
Nice.
I like it. I love coffee.
Well caffeinated.
I would not be able to shoot good right now because I'm a little shaky.
A little too jittery.
I'm a little too jittery. Yeah. But that's, hey. I have to be jittery to work with you, you know?
It's a fast pace here.
It's a fast.
I keep
fast
throwing
pace.
Them at you.
Yep.
He's dodging them. He's.
I dodge like Perry spin. You know, like a Donald Duck.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we're going to talk more about. We didn't quite finish up. We want to talk some more about
concealed carry stuff.
Yep. Things you need to have. We'll follow up with that. We're going to talk a little bit about the gun raffle for Tommy's Heart.
Yeah, I'm going to go through the list of guns with you. It's a good list of guns.
Got a great selection. And the segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
That's right. ReliableExteriorPro.com is his website. It's my good friend Jeremy. His phone number is 810-429-6957. And what he is that he's just... He's an expert builder. He's doing such good work. He specializes in barns, pole barns. Decks are his absolute. He is a connoisseur of decks. He is so good at building decks. I used to think I was good, and he has proved me to be but an apprentice. So he does great work. He is him and his crew are just top shelf. I've talked to him a couple times this week. Busy as always, but willing to get out and do you an estimate and help you out. Remember, give them a call. It's Reliable Enterprises, 810-429-6957. Get on his list and get out and get an estimate from him. You might as well have your house the way you want it. You only get a few months to really enjoy the outside on that deck surface and or hot tub. You might be able to make year-round. He might be able to give you a year-round room. He'll take care of you. You can always reach him through our website too, thegss.com. And if you want any more information about him, ask me, shooter@thegss.com. I'll be glad to take your emails and questions. Now, if you are carrying concealed, I got to ask you a question. This is kind of silly. Have you actually shot your gun? You would be amazed at how many times I talk to people that have brand new guns on their person, in their holster. They've never fired before. They don't even know if it works. They assume it works. And that's scary. So some people just don't get properly trained. So I recommend get some rounds through that gun, whether it's 250, which is 5 boxes of ammo for a 9mm or 38 special, or 380s, or... You know, you gotta practice drawing from your holster, just like we emphasized in the last one. If you're confronted with different scenarios, what are you going to do? You have to mentally train. Are you confident with your choices? Are you happy with that gun? Are you unhappy with that gun?
Don't know unless you shoot it.
Yeah.
Unless you're drawn from the holster.
You don't know if it's even going to work. I know there's... So I've sent so many guns back, and I go through a lot of guns. I test them and check them all the time, and people bring me problems, and I try to fix them. Heck, I worked on a gun recently. A guy dropped it out of his car while he was in Florida on vacation. This thing is beat the heck, and I got it fixed and working good, and it happens. You know, bad things happen. But I'm glad he looked at it closely because it was cocked and locked, and the gun never went off, but it was jammed, cocked.
Oh.
So the back of the gun actually bent up and held the hammer in place. And this is a Kimber. It's a nice gun. So got it all fixed, ready to rock and roll for him again now. And it works really good. So so being confident is unbelievably important. Your confidence has got to be key. Are you insured? Do you have USCCA or one of the other like insurances that cover you for some liability if you have to use your gun to defend yourself? Have you trained as a family? What does the family expect? Are you going to have 7 screaming kids or a wife that's saying, oh, my God, don't shoot them, don't shoot them? You know, and what's going to happen? You have to go through these scenarios with your family. It's very important. It's for the life of your family. And another very important question is there a shell in your chamber? A lot of people like to carry a gun with an empty chamber. I don't. I like to carry it with a shell in the chamber, ready to go at a second's you know, not 3 seconds away from working, but the second you grab the gun, it's ready to fire. Are you okay with safe storage in your home? So there's a lot of these questions that come at you. So this is things you got to think through. It's not like saying, hey, let's go to Myers. You know, that's not what it's like. It's, you have to think these things through. Has your gun had more than 100 rounds through it? Has it had more than 500 rounds through it, or maybe more than 1,000? Are you confident that that gun, its magazines or its firing system works confidently and functions properly? If there's glitches, get it looked at, get it checked. I have a good friend that has for years told me one is none, meaning if you have one gun, that's not enough. You should have two carry guns in case something happens to one, you have a second one for a backup. That's a good thought. Can you quickly reload your revolver? Do you have any speed loaders? So if you're carrying a revolver with 5 shells in it, do you have 1 or 2 extra speed loaders with an extra 5 or 10 extra rounds? Do you have more than that? That's great. When we shoot competition, we have 6 magazines, and usually it's a 6-shot revolver, not a 5-shot revolver, but a lot of your concealed carry guns are 5-shot revolvers. So these are important questions. In magazines, do you have 5 or 6 magazines? Do you keep them loaded all the time? Are they going to work every time? So these are all questions you got to ask yourself over and over again. Rotate your magazines, you know, load them and unload them. Keep them unloaded for a couple weeks and then load them back up again and swap every 2 weeks. Make it like you're filling up your pill bottles or something if you're an older person that has to take a lot of pills like me. But shoot, check your gun for jams, keep it clean. Check your guns if you carry it concealed. Make sure there isn't a bunch of lint balls in it, that kind of stuff. Very important things. So that's it for concealed carry for today, except for our last segment we're going to talk about really cool concealed guns from Williams Gun Sight. So we got a big gun raffle coming up for Tommy's Heart, the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation. Tommy'sHeart.org is what we call it. But it's a 2025 gun raffle. This raffle is designed to raise enough money for us to buy new EKG machines. It's going to be $5 a ticket. I got a picture of it in front of Dan, a picture of it in front of me. The guns are all at Williams Gun Sight. All the transactions will happen there.
11 guns.
11 guns. And very, very nice guns. About 8,000. Well, at MSRP, it's about $9,000 worth of guns. Tickets are $5 a piece. And I have 16 sponsors of this raffle. Great people that have stepped up to help. Of course, first is Williams Gun Sight. They always help me. They hold the guns. They help me through every step of it. Good friends like Farrell Home Sales, TFI, even my cardiologist, Dr. Thomas Van Heck. Just all over the place. I got a really good friend of mine. He's a dentist and a good shooter. Dean Ebert from Flushing Valley Dental. Wins Electrical Supply came on board.
I think you had 17.
Yeah, there is 17. Yeah, that's right, because of Williams. Yep, I forget. McCarthy Electric. What were those nomenclatures? No, what are they called? You called them CPL?
Oh, the
acronyms. Acronyms, yeah, like that. McCarthy Electric, great folks. David H. Smith from Complete Wealth Advisors. Local 7, the Sheet Metal Workers Union. The Sheet Metal Workers Union. I got to say that right.
Local 7.
Local 7, great people.
Be very careful, slowly.
Modern Concrete came on board. Thank you, Ron Lammy. Reliable Enterprises, our good friend Jeremy. Mm-hmm. ABC Supply Company, got the check right from Wisconsin, right from the big ABC Supply Company.
Nice.
Topper Hopper is the company that Sorok Plastics. It's a big, huge plastic company right around the corner here. They've been helping us since our very first fundraiser. Mm-hmm. They have Tom Campbell, great guy, and our good friend Frozen in Time treasure Tim Look. Mm-hmm. He's going to be coming on pretty soon talking about guns with us too. Signs by Craney. Just so many great people and our good friends. And actually my brother-in-law, Technical Finishing Incorporated. He can't get out to a lot of events because he's so busy. He does prototype painting work and stuff. But great sponsors. It'll all be on our website. And thank him if you know these people. They've done an outstanding job of underwriting this whole raffle for us so that we can raise more money to buy the equipment, the medical equipment we need. But the guns.
Michigan raffle license number R80619. R80619. That's the license number. Does it start Monday? Do you start selling the tickets Monday?
We're going to start selling tickets. Well, I can kind of take orders for them. I don't know if I'll have the tickets in hand Monday. It'll be Monday or Tuesday before I get them.
But when does the raffle or the license start?
The license is good to go. We're good to go with the license. We're ready to go. I just have not printed the tickets because we just finished up our
sponsors. The lineup.
We might have the tickets Monday afternoon, but we'll have them for sale. We'll have plenty of opportunities for you to buy them. We'll be at Williams selling them. We'll be at lots of locations selling them. And some of these people will
be selling them
as well. So Kasuba Enterprises, too. I forgot about Kasuba Enterprises. Just great folks have stepped up to help us.
Drawing is September 7th.
Yep, September 7th. It's going to be on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to draw it right at Williams. That's where we like to draw, right in the lobby at Williams. And let me go through the prizes quickly. How much time do we have?
We can go through it. You want to carry this over?
I'll hit a couple of them.
Yeah.
Number one prize, the Beretta A300 Ultimate Patrol. This is a super limited edition law enforcement model, 12 gauge, like assault shotgun, bad to the bone and highly collectible right off the bat. That's our number one prize. Our number two prize, a Benelli M2 Optifade. It's called Optifade Timber. It's a 12-gauge semi-auto, inertia-fired, again, like the A300. These are just top-notch shotguns. Between those two shotguns right there, Dan, we're already talking almost $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
So third prize is a Marlin 1894 Trapper. This is the gray wood laminate, stainless steel, medium-sized loop. Just a beautiful 44 Magnum rifle. What
lever
a
gear
popper. Yeah, lever action. And it's a Marlin, which is now made by Ruger.
Mm-hmm.
Ruger makes them now. They are just top-notch guns. Fourth prize is a beautiful CZ Drake 20-gauge over and under. Now, this is a Drake. This has got beautiful wood on it. The metal is all Cerakoted green. So this is built for the outdoors, a beautiful hunting gun or a great sporting clays gun. We got more to talk about. We'll talk about the beginning
more
of the
guns
sections.
In the raffle. The tickets are going to be available for sale next week at some point. We'll have more details for you next Saturday when we do the gunsmith show again, as we do every Saturday.
I never put guns in a raffle that I wouldn't want to own myself.
There he is.
You know what I mean?
That's you have to have a standard, and that's
I have
one.
A standard, all right.
He's the gunsmith. They're good ones. We'll tell you that. We'll have more after this. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.